The Latter-day Prophets, Elder John Longdon, John Longdon, Conference Report, April 1959, pages 34-36, from the inspiration of these two meetings today and after listening to the reports of my brethren from the four corners of the earth, along with my own deep-seated testimony as to the divinity of this great latter-day work, I should like to address my remarks to the subject of nine great latter-day prophets. I reflect back 130 years last February when the Lord spoke to Joseph Smith saying, "Now, behold, a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of man." During this conference we have heard about the prophets in the Old and New Testaments. In the few moments which are mine I should like to speak briefly about the nine great men, modern-day prophets, who have been responsible under the inspiration of the Almighty for directing this latter-day marvelous work. First, of course, there was Joseph Smith, the prophet, the seer, the revelator. Yes, he was given the keys of the kingdom in this, the dispensation of the fullness of times. He received a personal visit from God the Father and Jesus Christ, his divine Son. Reflect upon his accomplishments in the 39 years of his mortal life, organized the Church of Jesus Christ in correct and lawful manner, translated the Book of Mormon, received the revelations from the Lord as contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, also the Book of Moses and the Pearl of Great Price, translated some writings of Abraham from one ancient record, wrote a 3,200-page history of himself and the Church, and was visited and given instructions and authority by the Savior, John the Baptist, Peter, James, and John, Moses, Elias, and Elijah, and then sealed his testimony to the truthfulness of all these things with his life's blood, following the pattern of the Savior himself. Before Joseph Smith was murdered, he had told the Council of the Twelve on several occasions, as reported by Brigham Young, "I have laid the foundation and you must build thereon, for upon your shoulders the kingdom rests." Upon the death of the prophet Joseph Smith, the keys of the kingdom and mantle of authority were passed on to the second great latter-day prophet, Brigham Young, the leader of modern-day Israel. He was a great colonizer in the face of adversity, crossing the plains under most difficult conditions but with great and simple faith in God and his Son Jesus Christ. Though persecuted and reviled, he knew Joseph Smith was a true prophet. Upon hearing of the death of Joseph Smith, he declared, "The keys of the kingdom are right here with the church," for Brigham knew that the prophet had conferred upon the 12 keys of the kingdom. How often had Joseph said to the 12, "I have laid the foundation, and you must build thereon, for upon your shoulders the kingdom rests." Brigham Young died at the age of 76, having built a great empire in the desert. He was succeeded by John Taylor, a loyal, devoted servant of the Lord, who was honest and industrious, loving liberty, truth, and righteous living, sweet-spirited, kind to friend and stranger alike, tolerant. He nevertheless set his face as flint against any form of evil or wrongdoing. He received the appropriate title, Champion of Liberty. Upon his death, the keys were then passed to another great leader, Wilford Woodruff, Wilford, the Faithful. This title was earned because of his integrity and unbounded devotion to the worship and purposes of his God. While on a mission in the southern states in 1834, he and his companion walked 60 miles between sunrise and 10 o'clock at night, without a morsel of food to eat. At the end of this journey, he asked himself the question, "For what?" He answered his own question, "To teach the gospel of Jesus Christ." Wilford had loved to mingle with the prophet Joseph Smith and had this to say of him, "There is not so great a man as Joseph standing in this generation. The Gentiles look upon him, and he is like a bed of gold, concealed from human view. They know not his principles, his wisdom, his virtue, his calling. His mind is like Enoch's, expands as eternity, and God alone can comprehend his soul." One prophet speaking of another prophet of God, Wilford Woodruff lived to be 91. Lorenzo Snow then received the mantle of authority, though he was 84 when called to this responsible position. He carried on the great work. The people and the church at the time were heavily indebted, and he promised that they would get out of debt if they would pay their tithes and offerings. That doctrine has not changed. It is just as effective today as it was in the day of President Lorenzo Snow. Tithing became a spiritual gift rather than a material duty. Then the keys of the kingdom passed on to Joseph F. Smith. He was the first prophet, seer, and revelator with whom it was my privilege to shake hands. Since then I have personally known all the other prophets. I shall ever be grateful for the experience as a boy to feel the tenderness of the prophet Joseph F. Smith. He was kind. He was lovingly devoted. If you desire to understand the depths of his spirituality, read his messages of inspiration contained in the volume Gospel Doctrine on such subjects as priesthood, first principles of the gospel, the mission of the church, prayer, spiritual gifts, tithing, industry, many duties of man, marriage, home, the family, political government, eternal life and salvation, and many others. He, like all the others, left his strong testimony to bless the generations to come. Then the keys of the kingdom passed to President Heber J. Grant, a man who taught all a lesson in persistence, proving what could be accomplished by sheer persistence. He learned to write, he learned to sing, he learned to speak. His example reminds me of the counsel given by my mission president, Samuel O. Binion, 37 years ago. You learn to do by doing. In 1901, before he was president of the church and before leaving to fill a mission to Japan, Heber J. Grant addressed a congregation of young people in which he bore this testimony. Young men and young ladies, I leave with you my testimony that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith was and is a prophet of God, and that Lorenzo Snow, today is a prophet of God. How do I know it? I know it as well as I know that I stand before you tonight. I know heat, I know cold, I know joy and I know sorrow, and I say to you that in the hour of sorrow, in the hour of affliction, in the hour of death, God has heard and answered my prayers, and I know that He lives, and I leave my testimony with you. Then it is death. The keys of the kingdom passed to another great leader, President George Albert Smith, an apostle of love. He had a great love in his heart for all men, not only the membership of the church, but also all men. He desired to share with others the light of the gospel which had come into his life. I have heard him suggest many times to those not of our faith that they do not give up the truths they have, but that they accept further truths from us. After he had received the keys and the mantle of authority and was sustained by the membership present in this marvelous building, he expressed his great love for his counselors who stood by his side on that occasion, President J. Reuben Clark, J.R., and President David O. McKay. President Smith held positions of responsibility and was honored by such organizations as the Sons of the American Revolution, International Irrigation Congress, Boy Scouts of America, Utah Pioneer Trails and Landmarks Association. At 81, his mortal life came to a close. The keys of the kingdom and the mantle of authority were passed on to President David O. McKay, the missionary prophet. I believe President McKay has visited all the missions of the church where in each one he has touched the lives of people for good. He has built them in their faith and in their courage and strengthened their testimony in the divinity of this great work. President McKay has also dedicated 4 temples, one in Bern, Switzerland, in Los Angeles, California, in Auckland, New Zealand, and in London, England. Also, he has dedicated many, many other church buildings. Not only has he dedicated buildings, but his whole life has also been dedicated to the building of the kingdom of God. I am grateful for his life, for his power and strength. He and his lovely, devoted wife have set the world a high example in the concept of a good marriage, good in all its connotations. He has said so much about the importance of a clean life, of honoring womanhood, of understanding the gospel and of serving the Master. He will leave so many truths for coming generations. I give you one admonition from President McKay which is so timely and most important for all of us, young and old. We are here to develop the power of self-mastery. Analyze this statement, live by it and see what it will do for you. Truly, as his predecessors passed on the keys of the kingdom, the mantle of authority is now held by our prophet David O. McKay. Because of this authority, we have been given the right to legitimately administer in the name of our Heavenly Father, the Father of our spirits, and in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, and so upon the shoulders of 9 great men in our day has fallen the mantle of priesthood leadership. The chain is unbroken. God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, bestowed upon Joseph Smith the authority to act in their names. There have been 9 prophets who have held the keys of the kingdom, 9 presidents of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in this generation. None other on the earth has this authority. Each prophet has left behind a monument for good that time cannot efface or obliterate. No individual has ever gone astray by following the counsel of these prophets, but many have experienced tragedy and sorrow by going counter to their counsel. I should like to suggest to young people as they study their history lessons that they reserve enough time to the history of the lives of these fine great men and seek a witness of their divine authority. May we realize the power of these great men. I bear witness that they were and are prophets of God, that David O. McKay is the mouthpiece of our Heavenly Father in the earth today who does hold the keys of the kingdom and the mantle of authority. In this testimony I bear in humility and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.